NFL kicked off its new season last night with the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles taking on their avian-themed counterparts, the Atlanta Falcons. And if you like sloppy, flag-filled football, this was your kind of game. 26 penalties were issued to both squads, and offense of an entertaining variety was hard to come by until last year's Super Bowl hero Nick Foles of the Eagles pulled off a version of the play that helped last year's underdogs beat the favored New England Patriots. With Philly struggling to find an offensive rhythm, the Eagle quarterback called a trick play on a third down and five that had running back Corey Clement take the ball, then toss it to fellow back Nelson Aguilar, who threw it to Foles, who was running down the right side, unopposed on the field for a 15-yard gain. A few plays later, the Eagles drove it into the end zone for a lead and an eventual 18-12 victory over the Falcons. Jay Ajayi ran for two Eagle touchdowns, but it was the defense that ultimately gave them the win. Falcons unable to get into the end zone from the 10-yard line on four consecutive incomplete pass plays in the final seconds of the game. The last one to Julio Jones in the corner of the end zone. That would have tied the contest, but again, incomplete. Eagles win. This Sunday, the New England Patriots open their season at home against the Houston Texans. The New York Giants host the Jacksonville Jaguars. To Major League Baseball, Boston Red Sox were off yesterday. They return home to Fenway Park for a long homestand. After a great 5-2 road trip, they will face the defending World Series champion Houston Astros tonight, with David Price making his first start for the Sox since suffering a wrist contusion when he was struck by a line drive. So Red Sox Nation will nervously be watching his start tonight. The New York Yankees were also idle. They continue their West Coast road trip against the Mariners in Seattle tonight after losing 2 out of 3 to the Oakland A's, who will be their likely one-game wild card opponent. At the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament, the finals are set on the women's side, with Serena Williams cruising toward a date with history after defeating Anastasia Sevastova in straight sets yesterday. Williams will face the pride of Japan, Naomi Osaka, the 20-year-old phenom who beat American Madison Keys last night to become the first Japanese woman to play in a Grand Slam final. But if Williams wins, as expected, she will earn her 7th U.S. Open championship and her 24th major singles trophy, equaling Margaret Court for the most in tennis history. On the men's side, another Japanese player, Kei Nishikori, has a chance to make it to the finals, but he'll have to beat 6-seeded Novak Djokovic later today to get there. And defending U.S. Open champ Rafael Nadal faces Juan Martín Del Potro in the other men's semifinal tonight. While the U.S. Open Tennis Championship is nearing its conclusion, world-class athletes from around the globe are competing as well right here in Vermont for another title, the 2018 Professional Disc Golf World Championship, being held at Smuggler's Notch. I spoke with the event's director, Jeff Spring.
This is the tournament that everybody builds toward, so this is the World Championship. I would put it in the same realm as the NBA Finals or Super Bowl.
So, Jeff, imagine I'm someone who's never heard of disc golf before. How would you describe it?
I've got a great model in traditional golf. It's got tees, fairways, and greens. It's got par threes, fours, and fives. It's got putters, mid-ranges, fairway drivers, and drivers. And those discs are all differentiated by the type of mold they are. A putter has a blunt nose on it. It doesn't go as far, but it's much more accurate. And a distance driver has a beveled edge with a deeper rim that cuts through the air and can travel up to 600 feet accurately. These pros can throw a long ways.
The one place I guess it differs from golf is that you're not obviously trying to get the disc into a hole, but you're trying to, what, hit a flag, a stick?
Close. So instead of a hole in the ground, there's a suspended basket on a pole, and the disc must come to rest in the basket in order for it to count.
And I do imagine that, like golf, weather conditions can play havoc sometimes. What about wind? Because that's got to affect the way a disc goes, the direction, and its accuracy.
Absolutely. The headwind throws get very challenging. However, if you're throwing with a tailwind, you can really lay into them and get some extra distance. So it can help or hurt. Disc golfers do play in all weather, unless there's severe weather. Players will play through strong wind and rain.
Who are some of the top competitors we should watch for?
The two-time defending champion of the PDGA World Championships is Ricky Wysocki. He's been up at our Green Mountain Championship, which is a Pro Tour event the last 5 years, and he's won 4 of them, so he's the favorite. The four-time champion, Paul McBeth, who has won the 4 World Championships before the last 2 that Ricky snagged. That's on the men's side of the field. We also have the women here, who have gotten off to a great start. We have a young, I believe she's about 24. Her name's Rebecca Cox. She took the lead at 1 under par for the FDO side. And we have a 4-time world champ, Paige Pierce, hot on her heels, and a 2-time world champ, Sarah Hokum, behind her.
Jeff, any Vermonters in the mix, or do we have to get some Vermonters more involved in disc golf?
Well, we have a lot of players in Vermont. Unfortunately, we don't have any competitors that are vying for the title this year. We've got Chris Young. He's the president of the Green Mountain Disc Golf Club, and he is competing in this event. And Sean Blything is also one of Vermont's top-rated pros. On the women's side, we have Alex Benson. I believe she'll have a great chance to make the cut if she continues her strong play.
Jeff Spring is events director for the 2018 PDGA Pro Worlds, happening at Smuggler's Notch Resort. Thank you so much for the time, Jeff.
Thanks, Mitch.